Welcome to the Astro Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Zuhl. In this episode, we're going to delve into the fascinating life and contributions of an astronomer whose legacy has left an indelible mark on the field. Join us as we journey back in time to rediscover the remarkable story of Caroline Lucretia Herschel, a trailblazing astronomer whose determination and passion for discovery shaped the course of astronomy itself.
Welcome to the Astro Guy Podcast. I'm not an expert. I'm an amateur like you. I'm here to learn and here to teach. So let's enjoy the ride together. Carpe Noctem. Seize the night.
Caroline Herschel's journey began with humble origins. Born on March 16, 1750 in Hanover, Germany, young Caroline faced numerous challenges right from the start. She endured a difficult childhood marked by health issues, mostly due to catching typhoid at age 10, which stunted her growth, leaving her at her tallest height of 4'3" and left her blind in her left eye. Caroline's mother firmly disapproved of the pursuit of education, considering it an endeavor of limited value. While she reluctantly allowed her four sons to receive some education, her view was drastically different when it came to her daughters. Rather than engaging in anything beyond the household responsibilities, Caroline and her sisters were expected to focus solely on domestic tasks and familial duties in accordance with the societal norms and gender roles that were prevalent during that era. This stark contrast in treatment between brothers and sisters sadly illustrates the attitudes towards women's education and aspirations during Caroline Herschel's time. Caroline's father, Isaac, was a musician, and he disagreed with his wife about education and women being educated. Whenever his wife was away, he would teach Caroline and include her in her brother's lessons, but Caroline was mostly relegated to doing basic household chores, eventually learning basic needlework and dressmaking as a way to earn a living. Her brother, William, had moved to Bath, England, where he became the church organist. In 1772, at brothers William and Alexander's urgings, Caroline moved to England to help her brother with domestic chores and with his performances. William taught her singing, and she would perform with him in church. Unfortunately, Caroline didn't blend in very well with the locals in Bath, but she was able to learn and study as she wished. She took up singing and dancing lessons while learning to play the harpsichord. For several years, Caroline became the main singer at her brother William's concerts. Now, I have mentioned William several times. On March 13, 1781, her brother, who would eventually become Sir William Herschel, gained international fame when he discovered the planet Uranus during the intermission in one of his musical performances. William Herschel was featured in an earlier episode of The Great Astronomers. I would suggest giving a watch or a listen. Anyway, let's get back to Caroline. So, Caroline had begun to build a reputation as an excellent singer, but she didn't feel comfortable playing for any other conductor other than William. And after a solo performance of Handel's Messiah in April of 1778, her career as a performer began to wane, as William became more and more interested in astronomy and less interested in performing. In England, Caroline would assist William by meticulously recording his observations for him, although at first she found this task arduous. Caroline soon began assisting her brother grinding mirrors and making telescopes. She would spend hours at a time meticulously grinding and polishing the mirrors. Caroline soon turned the majority of her attention to recording and organizing her brother's observations. This required speed, precision, and accuracy to be done well. In 1782, Caroline and William relocated to Datchet near Windsor Castle. There, Caroline became rather unhappy with the condition of the home that they were renting. But while William was working on a catalog of over 3,000 stars, while trying to understand the variability of certain stars, Caroline was asked to sweep the skies in narrow strips to look for interesting objects to study. She did not enjoy this task very much, as she felt lonely, but after some time, she began to fall in love with her work. On February 26, 1783, while using her brother's telescope, Caroline Herschel made her first astronomical discovery. She independently observed a nebula, which is what galaxies and nebulae were called at the time. The object that she discovered is cataloged today as NGC 205, or M110, the last object in Messier's catalog. See the Great Astronomer series about Messier. The galaxy that she discovered is the second satellite of the Andromeda Galaxy. This discovery lit a bit of a fire under her brother, as he now wanted to discover new nebulae, and of course, he turned to Caroline to assist him, taking her away from her work searching the skies. She found this very disheartening and wrote in her diary, "But it was not till the last 2 months of the same year before I felt the least encouragement for spending the starlight nights on a grass plot covered with dew or frost without a human being near enough to be within call." William gifted Caroline a 9-inch telescope that he built for her, and eventually, after months of encouragement by her brother, she began using it, making observations on her own, and began to hunt for comets. Caroline Herschel is often credited as being the first woman to discover a comet, although she actually isn't. That honor goes to Maria Kirch, who discovered a comet in 1702. Caroline Herschel would discover her first comet in 1786 while using her brother's telescope. Over the next 11 years, she discovered a total of 8 comets. In 1788, Caroline co-discovered periodic comet 35P Herschel-Rigalet. This comet will be visible in our skies again in the year 2092. In 1783, with help from Caroline, William finished building what was a world-class telescope for the time, an 18-inch reflecting telescope with a 20-foot focal length. With this instrument, William and Caroline became one of the most formidable teams in all of astronomy. Every clear night, William would systematically observe different regions of the sky. He would call out his observations and coordinates of the nebulae that he observed. Caroline recorded the observations while adjusting them for factors such as time. Afterward, they would compile the data for publication in journals. In 20 years of doing this, William and Caroline increased the number of known nebulae from about 100 to more than 2,500. Caroline Herschel's work was precise, and her attention to detail enabled her and her brother to make discoveries that are still studied today. After William discovered the planet Uranus, King George III gave him an annual stipend as the Royal Astronomer. In 1787, Caroline was awarded a £50-a-year stipend, making her the first woman in the world to be paid as a professional astronomer, and she is also the first woman in the United Kingdom to become a paid government employee. Caroline continued to work with her brother as the years went on. When William married a rich widow, Caroline became a bit distant, but eventually came around, and when her nephew John was born, she became very close with him, a relationship that would grow and would spawn additional work for her later in her life. Sir William Herschel passed away in 1822, and Caroline was very upset by her brother's death. Soon after William's death, Caroline decided to retire back to her roots in Hanover, Germany. But once back in Hanover, she continued her work, cataloging and making observations, but now her nephew John was using her data and skills to assist in his observations, which would extend to the southern hemisphere. In 1824, Caroline recorded her last observations in her logbook. Nights of observation were becoming too much for her, and she pursued her astronomical interests through the data of others, primarily her nephew John. As the years went on, Caroline maintained her interests and well-being. frequently engaging in social interactions with fellow luminaries in the scientific community. During this phase of her life, she spent her time penning her memoirs, reflecting on her journey and grappling with the constraints imposed by the aging process. Regrettably, the limitations she faced in terms of her physical capabilities meant she was unable to continue making groundbreaking discoveries, a fact that she found poignant and bittersweet. Caroline Herschel passed away peacefully on January 9, 1848. She is buried in Hanover next to her parents and is buried with a lock of her brother William's hair. The inscription on her tombstone reads, "The eyes of her who is glorified here below turned to the starry heavens." During and after her life, Caroline Herschel received many honors due to her dedication to the field. She became the first woman to receive a salary for her scientific contributions, a distinction granted by King George III himself, again making her the first woman to be paid as a professional astronomer. In 1846, at the age of 96, she was awarded a gold medal for science from the King of Prussia. This award was for recognition of the valuable services that she had rendered to the field of astronomy. This honor was not bestowed upon another woman until Vera Rubin received the award in 1996. In 1835, she became the first woman to be elected an honorary member of the Royal Astronomical Society. Asteroid number 281, Lucretia, is named in her honor. The open cluster, NGC 2360, referred to as Caroline's cluster in Canis Major, and NGC 7789, referred to as Caroline's Rose in Cassiopeia, are unofficially named in her honor. The crater C. Herschel on the Moon is named for her. On November 6, 2020, a satellite named for Caroline Herschel, the NewSat-10, named Caroline, was launched into space, where it is still making Earth observations. In 2022, the Herschel Museum at Bath acquired a handwritten draft of Caroline Herschel's memoirs, which will be put on display sometime this year. On March 16, 2016, Google honored her with a Google Doodle on her 266th birthday. The legacy of Caroline Herschel continues to shine brightly today. Her accomplishments in a male-dominated field set a precedent for women's involvement in science. Her trailblazing efforts paved the way for future generations of female astronomers to dream big and achieve even bigger. Caroline Herschel's passion for discovery and lifelong learning is evident in her personal writings. She once wrote, "The eyes of my understanding are much brighter than they used to be." Her words echo the spirit of curiosity and determination that fueled her astronomical pursuits. Her journey from adversity to pioneering achievements serves as an inspiring reminder that passion and perseverance can overcome even the most challenging obstacles. Her story highlights the importance of recognizing the contribution of women in science throughout history and the lasting impact that they leave behind. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you found our time together to be fun and helpful. If you have questions or episode suggestions, please email us at astroguypodcast@gmail.com or leave us a text or a voicemail at 973-404-0380. If you're not already a member, please join the Astro Guy Podcast group on Facebook. You'll find other members, videos, blogs, and lots of other useful information there for your enjoyment. You can also visit our YouTube channel, The Astro Guy Podcast, for past episodes and other surprises. Please subscribe. Please consider leaving us a review on your podcast platform. It helps us to get new listeners. Thank you again for listening, and may your skies be clear. As always, carpe noctem, seize the night.
I'm Wayne Zuhl, and this was the Astro Guy Podcast. Thank you for listening. As always, your questions, comments, and suggestions are welcome. Keep wondering. Keep your eyes on the sky. Have fun. Carpe noctem. Seize the night.